Amos Gitai, the Israeli filmmaker, has made both documentaries and feature films, and his latest movie, Rabin, The Last Day, is a hybrid. It's the story of the assassination of Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin 2 decades ago. It features archival footage of the killing at a political rally in 1995. It includes interviews with Rabin's partner in peacemaking with the Palestinians, Shimon Peres, and with Rabin's widow. But for the most part, it's a dramatization of the inquiry that came after the assassination. Amos Gitai joins us from Tel Aviv. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And first, what was the motivation for making a movie 20 years after the assassination of Rabin about that event and the inquiry into its causes?
I would say, Robert, that this film I did mostly as an Israeli citizen and then just secondary as a filmmaker. I'm concerned about the direction that the country is taking. Racist voices, laws which restrict the freedom of speech. And in the last 2 or 3 years, we started the big research on the roots of the killing of Rabin and essentially about the incitement to kill Rabin.
Given the task that you're describing, why not do a documentary? Why fictionalize at all in that case if it's really an act, a civic act more than a cinematic one?
You know, the investigation was never filmed, so we just had the written documents. Some of the calls by the ultra-right to kill Rabin and the Pulsa de Nura and all the other witchcraft against Rabin was never filmed.
You mentioned the Pulsa de Nura. At one point in the film, we hear singing. A camera slowly pans to a small candlelit room where men in prayer shawls are praying or davening, one would say, and they're gathered for what's called a Pulsa de Nura ceremony, cursing the name of Yitzhak Rabin. This is something you've reconstructed. What's going on in that scene?
I mean, there is some sort of cursing which was established in the medieval period against enemies of the nation. These rabbis decreed that Rabin is an enemy of the nation. He deserved to be cursed. And they held these ceremonies, these kind of very spooky ceremonies. So in a way, the film is really about the battle between the irrational, the messianic currents, and the rational one. And there is no political solution without the rational, analytical attitude. So the film is putting in conflict these two trends, these two currents.
But Mr. Gitai, it seems like you make it more complicated than that, because there's a scene which I found very striking in which a woman psychologist, Dr. Netta, her full name is not given in the movie, but I gather she was actually a psychologist working in those days. She gives a long-distance diagnosis of Yitzhak Rabin's personality. He's schizoid. He has delusions. And the vocabulary isn't messianic. It's purely modern and entirely psychiatric. You've taken an actual article that she wrote and dramatized her reading from that?
Both an article, and also she did a radio interview in which she said exactly what is in the film. You're absolutely right, Robert, of finding it very strange, but these things actually happened.
In the same film that we hear that woman, the psychologist, describe Rabin as deranged and schizoid, we're confronted with the character of his assassin, as you depict him, Yigal Amir, who is absolutely smug and satisfied with what he's done. He is shows absolutely no hint of any remorse or guilt for killing the prime minister of his country.
Yeah, I mean, this was a big job to work with an actor, Yogev Yefet, to shape the role of Yigal Amir, the killer of Rabin. On one hand, he said to me, Amos, I have to identify with the character. And on the other hand, I'm repulsed by what he did. He really succeeded to derail the entire peace process of the Middle East.
What he set out to do, he accomplished, you would say.
Absolutely.
What do you say to those who claim that the peace was not lost because Yitzhak Rabin was killed? It was lost in large part because Yasser Arafat, the leader of the Palestinians, could not really deliver enough to satisfy Israel's demands, and Israel couldn't give enough to satisfy Arafat.
You know, in general, I think that the Middle East is not divided between angels and bastards. I think they're both angels and bastards. And I think that Rabin was killed partially also because of the terrorist attacks by Palestinian ultra-nationalists in the civil hearts of Tel Aviv, you know. I think that these major terrorist attacks in Tel Aviv helped the Israeli extreme right to destabilize the Rabin government, to delegitimize Rabin, if you like. So this is the classical coalition of the Middle East, of the people who don't want any peace, they don't want any form of dialogue, they just want to go to the next war, and they exist in all sides.
Amos Gitai, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
Mr. Gitai, filmmaker, his most recent film is called Rabin, The Last Day.